Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
That's right. It's time.
It's time.
Are you excited, everyone? It's time for the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name's Mao. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown, and we are dedicated to bringing you crazy new independent music.
Yes, and we have some, right?
We have fourth week in a row, we're breaking some independent music. A new band.
We're breaking good.
The Bat.
T-H-E-E-E, Bat.
Yep. Straight out of Japan. Another one of my crazy, awesome garage punk, all-female Japanese bands that I love so much.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. And if you don't like them, I'm sorry about your luck, because we play that kind of stuff a lot on here, but we play a lot of other stuff too, which you'll hear some... we'll probably do some Out of Sights this week. We'll do some Hula Girls this week.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do some The Bat.
So, right on.
Like, right on.
Let's play it now.
Okay, here it is. We're kicking the show off, man.
With The Bat.
Crazy.
Hey. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
bark all day, little doggy, or are you going to bite?
I love it. All right. That was The Bat with Heavy Sick, I Feel Good, Jailhouse Rock, which might have been done by some other band, I think.
Some other dude.
And The Fly. Man, I dig them. I dig their sound. They currently have some, you can go on the THEEEBAT.
Yeah.
They have a website, but you can find them on Facebook, or I would suggest going to their website. Sadly, all their 45s are currently sold out, so I might have to shake some of the trees of my connections in Japan to see if I can find any floating around.
They're not on the Bay of E?
No, not that I saw. But we'll get them out there. We're going to continue pushing them, and we're going to get some of their, whenever they release their CDs and stuff like that, I'm sure I will be grabbing them up, playing them. They are very cool. They're very nice to work with. No pretentiousness. They're just like, yes, of course, you can use us. Thanks very much. And I said, thank you very much.
Yeah, so, we got this stuff off YouTube, so you can check it out there.
Yeah, too. Check it out on YouTube. Unfortunately, that's all I could get for now. But like I said, I will be picking up all of their offerings as best as I can. Sometimes it's a little bit tougher when it's the other countries.
Yeah, when it's, land down under or whatever. Not Australia, but...
It's like wrong country, man.
Yeah, I know.
Oi, Energizer, Outback.
I'm just saying. You should find some Australian bands. Hey, any Australian bands out there? Danny Pritchard, send us some music.
Danny P. He's our hookup.
Danny P.
I haven't talked to him lately. Is he...
Yeah, Slice is still around. I haven't heard from him for a while, but they're still around, but they're doing mostly comedy.
Really?
Yeah, mostly comedy, which is cool.
We were dropped from that label.
Yeah, we were dropped, man. You know, well, all of us were dropped, except for the funny people, you know. But, hey, good for him.
I'm not funny enough, so sad.
Yeah, that's too bad. We don't tell jokes.
I'll try harder next time.
Yeah.
That's not true. I won't try at all.
Exactly.
I'm the Ed Wood of podcasting.
A lot of podcasts. And,
oh, my God. So many podcasts.
So little time.
Yeah, this is show 78, or 79. Sorry, next week's going to be 80.
The big 80.
Wow.
And then 100's looming.
Wow.
Yeah, by the end of the year, we might have 100, right? Or maybe not.
Yeah, probably. Wow. Well, we're going to have a commercial break in 3, 2, 1, now.
It's just a farmhouse and looks pretty innocent from the road. But once you're inside, you'll see what really happens on a terror farm. Invasion of the Blood Farmers. Coming in the dead of night, coming to plant the living and harvest the dead. Are you strong enough? More raw terror, more stomach-turning shock than you can take. Therefore, we warn you. Don't eat before you see Invasion of the Blood Farmers, and you'll have nothing to lose. They plant the living and harvest the dead. Invasion of the Blood Farmers, released by NMD Films, in color, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Modern technology in the hands of an idiot is really a bad thing. Yeah. We're on air now, live.
Yes,
and exit stage left, I think. Yeah. Yep. Okay, talk to you later. We had some in-house or in-studio entertainment right there during the break, but we're back now.
Oh, we are? We're back?
That's good radio right there.
Oh, this is great radio. This is what radio was made for.
And here's more what radio is made for.
And now, it is time to say goodbye, Dr. Evil's orders. Which, for you, is Bad News Bears.
Walter Matthau.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I will go. Hey, and why don't you go to these new places that you can go check out our musings, as it were.
Oh.
If you like the way we speak, you might really love the way we type and write.
Oh, you mean our blogs.
We both have blogs that you should go to early and often.
Aren't we clever young men?
Boy, I'll tell you what, though. Yours is like crazy popular.
People love comics, man. Destination Nightmare, comic book blog.
So what's the
people love them.
Yeah, what's the web address? How do they get
there? www.creatforever.com or just Google Destination Nightmare blog, and there's a thousand postings on there with a thousand comic book stories.
And yours is the top one on that search because it's amazing. Like,
yeah, there's a lot.
So much traffic. Mine, not so popular, but hey.
You're starting.
I'm starting out.
You're the little engine that could.
I'm hoping. Mine's called the Wannabe Hot Rodder. So
yes.
What is it? www.thewannabehotrodder.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
I don't know if the does in front of it. Ugh. See, I don't know. I just write the post.
Just Google it. You'll find it. It's on there.
You'll
I've done
find
it before.
It.
And you can go to my Destination Nightmare blog, and you can find the Wannabe Hot Rodder and
just
all that
links.
Stuff. And the creature feature and all our stuff.
There's just links
there.
Everywhere. So, yeah, why don't you go check out those blogs if you're sitting in a cube farm somewhere, toiling away under the under the oppression of the whip and the thumb.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe it'll brighten your day.
The man, dude.
Yeah, man, bringing you down.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Life sucks.
It does?
Yeah. But you know what makes life better?
What's that?
The creature feature with Doc and Clown.
You're right. Hey, you know, you bring up a very, very good point. When you're feeling down, you know, why don't you just go over to YouTube and in the search bar, just type in creature feature with Doc and Clown.
Yeah.
It'll make your day brighter because it's us showing you, presenting you an old style creature feature. You know.
Yeah, from like the olden days with cool movies. We're like a ray of sunshine in your dark, miserable, horrible life in your mother's basement.
Yikes. Grim. But we also have lots of other stuff. You know, like we found some old public access shows that I used to do, and there's all kinds of wacky stuff going on there. There's Darth Vader dancing with Ultraman. So it's not just creature features. There's all kinds of exciting stuff. And hey, while you're doing that, go on the internet, go on to Facebook, and join the Creature Feature with Doc and Clown Facebook page.
Hell yeah.
It's fun for the whole family. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Keep rolling in and leave me with a bottle of rum. I think maybe I could get along if I had a big truck. If I happen to catch me a blue macaw, well, I'll teach you to talk like you. Well, you sit on a beach and you call the trees and it ain't gonna look like you. Maybe I'd climb up an old volcano looking for something to do. We'll be right back.
of unnecessary violence in the apprehension of the Blues Brothers has been approved.
All right, that was the Hula Girls. I played Warm Sands of Hunting something, and then Desert Isle, and then Waikiki Moon.
Good stuff. Another new band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've kind of actually been really excited with all the new bands we've been getting. This is the fourth week in a row.
You know,
the Warm Sands of Huntington Beach. Sorry, everyone.
You know, you're setting yourself. You got to get a new one this week now.
Oh my God, the pressure! What's going to happen?
You better do it. You got to do it.
I doubt I'm gonna, because remember the drought that we used to have. I'm actually out there trying to get bands all the time. I'm always writing bands. I rarely hear back from
them. I want
you
to give me the verbiage that you send, because I want to write some people.
Oh yeah,
too.
Please do. I'll send it to you. It's a whole like thing, and it has like our shows and all that kind of stuff. And said, you know, we'll link you to our stuff, which we always link.
Yeah, send it to me.
Because we play a lot of the same stuff on the BOD, which is another show like this one, but we curse a lot more. And it's always fun. I mean, I love finding these new bands and experimenting with these different kinds of crazy music. That's what it's all about. Well, yeah, off air we were doing a little bit of talking. I had a guy come in and professionally detail my car, which I'm kind of finicky with my cars. I keep them pretty clean. And even like that old beater truck I have is kind of, you know, straight and clean and inside. It costs a little bit, but if you keep after your car, like. The guy comes in, if you do it once a year where the guy comes and professionally like buffs it out, and he uses that clay bar stuff where it takes all the impurities out of the enamel and stuff like that, it really makes a difference. I mean, the cars stay really nice. Yeah. And I just wax it a couple times a year. You know, I don't mind doing that. I can hand wax and clean, you know, keep them clean, but...
How long does it take him to do the...
Oh my God, he had three guys with him. It was four guys. They did it. It was like 35, 45 minutes.
Oh wow, so it's a team of guys.
Oh yeah, they pull up with a trailer. And they get out. It's a mobile detailing unit. Get out, wash it. There was guys doing the interior while there was other guys clay barring it. Wow. And then they started buffing it. They waxed it. Done. Out.
Nice.
Fast.
I never knew there was such a thing.
I know. I didn't. Because I even told the guy. I was like, look, you can use my water. You can use the electric. He was like, no, we don't need any of it. I can see why, man. They were just in and out. Done. It was crazy. It was so great, you know. And I don't usually like paying for stuff like that, but hey... They did a
great job, yeah.
And I'd recommend them to anybody. You know, they're really good. They did a great job. Car looks nice, you know.
There you go.
Because he even said, he even commented, he was like, this car's in really nice shape. And I was like, yeah, I really keep after it, you know, because I really like that car. When somebody T-bones me and destroys it, I'll really be sad, you know.
Yeah, and they'll be sad too.
They're going to be sad too, because they're going to see a grown man weeping on their hood. Yeah. I'll literally get out and cry tears.
Go baby tears.
Uh-huh.
Let's play some music.
That sounds like a plan.
With some baby tears.
What do we want to play?
The ghastly ones.
The ghastly ones? We're going there? All right.
Let's go there.
There's some ghastly ones.
That happened to be my first time with the lips and the tongue. That was your tongue. I believe it was I never did that before.
Well, that was your first kiss. And I bet it's the first time you've seen a pair of these.
Yes, yes. That is another voice for me, and I appreciate what you're showing me right now.
The ghastly ones invite you to be horrified to the point of sheer panic as they transport you to the darkest depths of the bone-chilling night. Don't be surprised if you find yourself changing from the gentle soul you are into a werewolf, evil space robot, or some other monster. Instead, just relax and enjoy the experience.
We'll be right back. let's join the ghastly ones as they cruise down the Pacific. Ghost Highway.
Hey, did you guys ever notice that big gray castle up on the hill?
You mean that creepy looking thing right over there?
Yeah, that one.
I've never seen it before.
Looks pretty spooky.
Hey, look, there's a beat up old mailbox. It says, Dr.
Diablo, that's Dr. Diablo's place.
Hey, I've heard about him. I hear he's got go-go ghouls.
Yeah, that place is definitely haunted. Man, what was that sound? We should go and check it out, huh?
Yeah, let's go in and poke around.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
Meet Mr. Jonathan. He's bad. He's mean. He's a loving machine.
Oh, Jonathan.
Let him give you a black shampoo. His clientele all kiss and tell.
You tell Mr. Jonathan if he won't do me. Nobody will.
He isn't above a labor of love.
Does Mr. Jonathan make house calls?
He's got the touch they love so much.
Hello, ladies. Artie taking good care of all of you?
Artie just didn't have the equipment you have.
He's mad. He's mean. He's a killing machine. Black Shampoo.
A Graydon Clark production starring John Daniels and Tanya Boyd.
From Dimension Pictures, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Stay back, I got a chainsaw.
All right. That was The Ghastly Ones with a 1998 CD, A Haunting We Will Go. I played An Invitation, Ghastly Stomp, Hangman Hang Ten, Thunderhead, and Pacific Ghost Highway.
Then
it was on to Black Shampoo, a Graydon Clark. He's done some real, wasn't he?
Well, Without Warning.
Without Warning. He also did Hobgoblins, yeah. And the Final Justice with Joe Don Baker and
the Bad Bunch, and he did the Forbidden Lombada, the Forbidden Dance or something like one of those.
Graydon Clark.
Graydon Clark, we love you.
You so crazy. We might have to do him on stay tuned for that on our
Slow Robot
B movie review podcast.
He actually acted in Dracula vs. Frankenstein. He was one of the hippie kids.
He acted in Final Justice too.
Oh, is that the one with
he was the guy who got shot. Yeah, he was the cop that got shot. And it was funny because they put the same shot twice of him sliding down the wall after he got shot. Like, they didn't want to, they just did, and it was noticeable. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, Slow Robot this week has got an interview with Sean Donahue, a local Tampa filmmaker.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, yeah, go check that out. You go to bunchdorks.com. You can check out Slow Robot Agogo. Local guy, Sean Donahue from Tampa. Gator Blade
Films, Tampa. Yeah,
Tampa guy doing lots of movies.
Joe Vampire, Die Die Delta Pi, and the new one, Death Escort Service.
Yeah, and that's going to be a local one coming up soon. Ah, yes, the constant internet struggle. It's always amazing to me how, like, when you do this, like, how we're always putting, you have a blog, I have a blog, we're always linking pictures and linking, like, videos and stuff like that. The constant struggle in the background of the internet.
Yes.
You know, Google has to try and maintain its power, and YouTube, and there's always, like, these companies trying to dethrone them for all the dollars and stuff. It must be very cutthroat.
It's competition, man. If it doesn't kill you, it'll only make you stronger.
Like, whoa, man. Like, the man.
It's like Nietzsche, man. Yeah. Like, Nietzsche. Wow. Nietzsche, you studied him, didn't you, in college?
Yeah.
In your humanities class?
Yep.
Yeah, good old, not to be confused, Ray Nitschke, the linebacker for the Green Bay Packers in the 60s.
He was more profound, I think.
He hit harder.
Yeah, way harder than Nietzsche. He pulled up on his hits because he didn't want to hurt himself. Nietzsche did.
No doubt about it.
The linebacker was more of a...
But anyway, yeah, good old college with all that useful knowledge that you use today. Like,
I actually did enjoy how well-rounded I became learning stuff. I listened and cared. And I don't think they do that in modern colleges now. I think it's just all... just learn what you're supposed to learn and get out.
In a way, it's better. In another way, it's kind of like, well, I'm pretty sure that if you want to get a BA or a whatever degree, you're going to have to take all the...
Do you still do the electives?
Yeah, I think you have to take the electives, yeah.
Because I actually enjoyed that. Yeah. Like I said, I always talk about how I was from a very small town, very small mind. And I enjoyed learning a lot more. I really kind of grew as a person during my college years. Very formidable. I had a lot of good stuff going on, and it was very important to me, you know?
Good.
I know.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad it was for you.
And then after that, my brain got smaller, and my, you know, paycheck got smaller. And
the best thing to me about when I went to college was just getting out of high school.
Oh, yeah.
College was a lot nicer.
I didn't have a hard time in high school, but I didn't like it. I was very thankful to leave.
I was, too. I didn't have that hard of a time. I just didn't like it.
Right, and I was very thankful to leave my town. Small towns aren't as quaint as people like to make them out to be.
It depends.
Yes, of course. There are some, and I'm not bashing them. There are some very nice places, and sometimes when you stay there, you're like, wow, this is really kind of serene and pretty. But cities are okay, too.
I think John Mellencamp likes small towns.
He was born in a small town.
Yeah.
Just like...
Jack and Diane.
No. Remember that guy that sounds just like him? Just like...
I can't think of his name. Oh, right, man. We should find him.
What was that football guy that he was talking about, though?
Brian Piccolo.
We
got to find the Brian Piccolo
Just
song.
Like Piccolo was in a small town.
He was a running guy. Chicago. Faster than all the other guys.
Because it's always important to make fun of the bands who let you use their music.
Of course.
But we're not going to make fun of this one, and here they are now.
Everybody be cool. You be cool. You hear my call. Well, life has its funny days, when the sun doesn't shine its rays, and when the kids involved, I know what I should have said to you.
she'll do and say.
Bird talking
makes me want her more and more each day.
I'm sure Hansel's heard of styling gel. He's a male model.
Well, Earth to Brent, I was making a joke.
Earth to Mikis, duh, okay. I knew that.
Earth to Brint. I'm not so sure you did, because you were all, well, I'm sure he's heard of styling gel. Like you didn't know it was a joke.
I knew it was a joke, Mikus. I just didn't get it right away.
Earth to Brint. Would you guys stop it already?
All right, that was the Out of Sights from, oh my God, what, we broke them like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think it was 3 weeks at this point. Mm-hmm. I played for you, oh boy, what did I play? It'll Be the Last Time, Bird Doggin' and Don't You Know. Man, love that group.
Yeah, soon to be touring with the Out of Minds, so it's going to be a co-headlining tour, the Out of Sights and the Out of Minds.
That would be the greatest thing I've ever seen in the history of the world.
So when we get our band together, we're going to be the Out of Minds, and we'll be playing our music on the show, and it'll be great, let me tell you.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so cool. The Out of Sights and the Out of Minds.
That's like, remember the Black and Blue tour, Black Sabbath and Blue Oyster Cult?
No, I don't, but that's kind
of
neat.
There's a movie of it, too, the Black and Blue tour. Yeah, but it was the Sabbath. So without Ozzy, it was the Sabbath. No, right James after Dio. Ozzy. No, yeah, maybe it was Ronnie James Dio, but yeah.
He's the last in line. If I try and do that high note, I tear my voice up, so I don't do that.
Yeah, I'm thinking of that one video of him when he's on the rooftop, but I can't think of the name of the song. You know what I mean? When he's doing the Maloix thing.
The rainbow.
Rainbow in the night.
Rainbow in the night.
That's a fun song, man.
He was off his rocker. He was a rocker. He's dead.
He was great, man. He had for a little guy, he had a big old voice.
He was so funny.
He was the guy who brought in all the wizards and
warlocks kind of and wizards, and they had like fantasy swords and stuff. He always had that weird, like, whenever he was singing, he was like, I'm all mystical.
Did you ever see any of those guys when you were in your...
Ozzy and Metallica.
You
and
did
stuff
see
like.
Ozzy.
I saw Maiden was my first concert ever, Iron Maiden.
You saw Metallica, really?
Yeah, Metallica opened for Ozzy.
You saw early Metallica.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Was it with Mustaine or was it like already Kirk
Hammett?
No,
it was
Kirk Hammett. Yeah,
yes.
No. Oh, wow.
Oh God, what's his name? The
bass player?
No. Not
Cliff Burton?
I think it was Cliff Burton, but it was Hetfield was still singing already.
Well, Hetfield's always been the singer. I mean, the guitar player went from Mustaine.
Oh,
and they
right.
They got Kirk Hammett or whatever. I was just wondering which guitarist it was.
I saw, that was that.
So you saw the Cliff Burton version. Pretty cool, man.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, so...
So that's the end of the show.
Has it gone so... Have we done
it goes
already?
So fast. Yep, I'm Mal with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
And we are rushing to the end because this is the end and we'll see you next week, everyone, next time.
We are rushing to...